Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Elkton Motorsports, your full-service Honda dealer east of Elkton. You'll find ATVs, road, and dirt bikes. It's Elkton Motorsports east of Elkton on M142. Call them at 989-375-2391. Michigan health officials are reporting another sharp increase in cases of cyclosporiasis, with 678 infections confirmed statewide as of Monday. State Chief Medical Executive Dr. Natasha Bagdasarian says the total has risen by more than 100 cases since the 4th of July, because symptoms typically take at least a week to develop. She says the increase is likely the result of greater public awareness and more people seeking testing rather than recent holiday travel. Cyclosporiasis is a parasitic illness linked to contaminated fresh produce. Symptoms can include prolonged diarrhea, nausea, loss of appetite, fatigue, and fever, with more serious illness possible for people with weakened immune systems. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services continues to advise thoroughly washing fresh fruits and vegetables and cooking produce when appropriate. Officials say they have not yet identified a common source of the outbreak and encourage anyone experiencing symptoms to contact the healthcare provider for evaluation and testing. And a single vehicle crash sent one driver to the hospital Friday morning in Huron County. The crash happened at approximately 9:18 a.m. on July 3rd along Lakeshore Road near Rapson Road in Rubicon Township. According to the Huron County Sheriff's Office, a 2006 Chevrolet Trailblazer was traveling northbound when it crossed the center line. Investigators say the driver overcorrected, lost control, left the roadway, and struck a guardrail before overturning. The lone occupant, a 78-year-old woman, was wearing a shoulder and lap belt at the time of the crash. She was transported to a local hospital by Eastern Huron Ambulance for treatment. Authorities reported the airbag did not deploy, and alcohol and drugs are not suspected factors in the crash. The vehicle sustained disabling damage and was removed from the scene by a towing service. The crash also caused damage to the guardrail, maintained by the Huron County Road Commission. The Huron County Sheriff's Office investigated the incident with assistance from the Port Hope Fire Department, Harbor Beach Fire Department, and Eastern Huron Ambulance. The cause of the crash remains listed as loss of control, and the investigation is complete. When we come back from this Elkton Motorsports sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
Year in and year out, seasons change, even the rules change, but one thing stays the same, Honda ATVs show up ready. The 2026 Fortrax Rancher, Foreman, and Rubicon are back just as reliable as ever. Built to haul, climb, and conquer, these are the machines that folks count on to get the job done. And they're available at Elkton Motorsports east of Elkton. From selectable four-wheel drive and automatic DCT options to independent rear suspension on select models, there's a Honda ATV built for how you ride. Whether you're hauling feed, mending fences, or heading deep into the woods, you can count on your Honda. Visit Elkton Motorsports today and check out the 2026 Honda ATV lineup, Rancher, Foreman, and Rubicon, ready when you are. For your safety, read the owner's manual and always wear a helmet and eye protection. Honda ATVs are for riders 16 years and older.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, a 37-year-old man has been charged in connection with two break-ins at a Saginaw Township sports collectible store. Prosecutors say Quincy Melton faces 10 criminal charges, including breaking and entering with intent to commit larceny following burglaries at Curveball Collectibles in May and June. Investigators allege sports memorabilia and rare Pokemon cards valued at approximately $65,000 were stolen. Police say they identified Melton as a suspect while investigating the attempted sale of a stolen sports card and have since recovered some of the missing property. Court records indicate Melton is currently on federal parole stemming from a 2018 bank robbery conviction in Grand Rapids. He is being held on a federal parole violation and remains jailed on a $50,000 bond in the Saginaw County case. The investigation remains ongoing. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Elkton Motorsports, your full-service Honda dealer east of Elkton. They have ATVs, road, and dirt bikes. It's Elkton Motorsports, east of Elkton on M142. Call them at 989-375-2391.